Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hit and run causes around $11,000 damage at the Big D in Wright. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Two female employees from the Big D truck stop in Wright contacted the Campbell County Sheriff's Office at around 1 p.m. on Tuesday to report they saw a Cisco semi-truck back into a Gilbarco satellite fuel pump, which helps drivers fuel quickly by fueling tanks on both sides of the truck at the same time. Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds said the two women said the estimated cost of the fuel pump is around $11,000. Their 56-year-old supervisor told deputies they had already reached out to Cisco to report the incident. Camera footage shows the accident took place on January 12th at around 1 p.m. The supervisor told deputies they are deciding if they want to pursue charges or handle the matter civilly. No citations were issued at this time. The driver in the accident that resulted in five fatalities on Sunday night is being charged with five felony counts of aggravated homicide and several other charges. Arthur Nelson, 57, out of Limestone, Tennessee, is being held in Carbon County Jail on a $500,000 cash-only bond, according to Cowboy State Daily News. The crash killed students from Arkansas ranging in age from 18 to 23 years old while they were on their way home from spending time in Jackson at the Jackson Hole Bible College. Nelson was driving a Dodge Ram 3500 truck east in the westbound lane of I-90 on Sunday evening around 7 p.m. and hit a semi-trailer and another vehicle east of Rawlins. A second semi-trailer coming up to the crash swerved off the roadway and into the median to avoid the other vehicles and collided with the Ford F-150 carrying the students. Both trucks burst into flames, killing all five occupants in the Ford. Nelson, who has spent the better part of the last 17 years in prison on felony charges, will have his preliminary hearing on February 1st at 3:30 p.m. in Carbon County. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.